Get this and get it straight. It's Finesse with Felicia on Blog Talk Radio. Tired of the everyday ups and downs? Don't want everyone's advice? Or in your business, at school, work, or home? Want to get away from it all?
Hi, everybody. This is Felicia. By the end of this show, we want you to have good information to make informed choices.
These 2 hours can help change your life for the better.
And then, here, we want our children to have the best of everything. You want the best of what you feel like you maybe did not have. However, there's a balance to that. And the one thing that I do tell parents is, it's okay if you want to spoil your children, spoil them. However, make sure they're also earning things, you know, where they feel like this is the value of what they're doing.
Only on Blog Talk Radio and a part of Cheryl's world. Now from Dallas-Fort Worth, it's time for Finesse with Felicia.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Today is the sports edition of Finesse with Felicia. I am your host, Felicia. Today is July 21st, 2015. What an awesome day to be here and to hang out with you. And I'm going to tackle sports. I know. I'm going to do it. So for 1 hour, I'm going to show my sports expertise on various topics. I'm going to be talking about the NFL, the NBA, the WNBA. I'm actually going to talk about baseball. Yeah, I'm going to do it. So this is going to be hilarious. So if you feel free to call in and chat with me on sports and test my knowledge on sports trivia, I promise you, I probably will not know the answer. But am I going to give it my best try? Of course I am. Because I'm Felicia. That's what I do. So before we get into that, how about a little inspiration? Because I'm going to need it if I'm going to talk about sports for an hour. Here we go. This is day 28 from the I Declare Promises to Speak Over Your Life by Pastor Joel Osteen. I declare that I will ask God for big things in my life. I will pray bold prayers and expect big and believe big. I will ask God to bring to pass those hidden dreams that are deep in my heart. If certain promises don't look like they will happen, I will not be intimidated and give up. I will pray with boldness, expecting God to show himself strong, knowing that nothing is too difficult for him. This is my declaration. A lot of times we think we're not supposed to ask for too much. After all, we don't want to be greedy. We don't want to be selfish. I've had people tell me, Felicia, if God wants me to be blessed, he'll bless me. He's God. But that's not the way it works. God expects us to ask. 4:2 says, you have not because you ask not. If you're not asking for God's favor, his blessings, his increase, then you're not releasing your faith. I know people who do not ask, but they pray such small prayers. God, if you're just a 50-cent raise, they'll act like they are inconvenienced. God, if you would just help me survive this marriage, they say. No, dare to act big. Jesus put it this way. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. That means if you pray little, you will receive little. If you learn to pray bold prayers and big prayers and expect big and believe big, it allows God to do big things in your life. I'm going to say that part again. If you learn to pray bold prayers, it allows God to do big things in your life. You may have a dream deep down on the inside, but never ask God for it. It's not wrong to ask. It's not selfish to ask. God expects us to ask. The scripture says in Psalm 2:8, ask of me and I will give you the nation. God is saying, ask me for big things. Ask me for those hidden things. Ask me for those unborn promises that may seem unlikely to happen in the natural. In your quiet time, when it's just between you and God, dare to ask him for those deepest dreams and hopes. It may seem impossible, but just be honest and say, God, I don't see how this could ever happen, but I have a dream to start my own business. God, I'm asking for you to help. Or, God, I love to go back to college, but I don't have the time. I don't have the money. God, I'm asking you to make a way. Dare to ask God for your greatest dreams and your greatest desires. I have to so agree with all of that. because you don't. You have not because you have not. When you are staying quiet or when you're praying weak prayers, it's saying, okay, God, I don't trust that you're going to really handle this fully. And you're not showing him that you have that faith in him. So you pray for those big dreams. Finesse for me is that big dream. Everything, when I look at my vision board, I know it is nothing but God that's going to pull it off. I started to wonder, okay, is this something I should ask for? You know, when I was starting trying to start the business and now, you know, the money started to definitely dried up. And I didn't know what else to do. All I had was my prayers. All the money was gone. And I was only to depend on him. But I still had my dreams and I still kept the faith that I know everything was going to work itself out. And so here I am. I had to go through my season, but it's still growing. It's still work to be done. But you can't decide what's best for you. God decides what's best for you. So only you, all you have to do is pray. But you got to believe too. But like I said, if you pray these weak prayers, these little small prayers, he's going to give you what you ask for. He wants bold prayer. And I know everything that's on my vision board, it is nothing but God that's going to pull it off. I am graduating with my doctorate degree in, I think, 2 weeks. And it was nothing that God, it was all God that pulled this off with all the angels that he put in my path. So I say that to say, do not let fear, do not let others keep you from praying those big prayers and asking God what he has in store for you. There's so much out there, but you have to believe it. If it is starting your own business, if it is going back to school, maybe you're still single, wondering, will he send me that good man? Will he send me that good woman? Keep praying, but don't say what you want and you're not ready to receive it. So if that's what you want, if that's your sincere prayer, ask for it. Let him show you how he can show up and show out. And that is one thing that we get nervous about and we're afraid to ask God for, you know. But don't do that. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit God. You get out there, pray, and do, and keep faithful to his word, because the bigger your faith, the greater the return. So I want you to just keep that in mind of thinking about live, breathe. God got you in the palm of his hands. He does, but you have to believe it in yourself. He can't do it by himself. He needs you to believe that he has everything under control. So tonight I encourage you to pray that bold, audacious prayer. And you remind God, I'm still here. I'm still waiting on this journey. I'm still waiting on this breakthrough. I'm still waiting, God. I'm leaning and depending on you. I'm still here. So that's the song that I'm going to play for you tonight is I'm Still Here. It's by Dorinda Clark Cole. This is Finesse with Felicia on Blog Talk Radio, a part of Cheryl's World. When I come back, we're going to talk some sports.
When I look back over my life and I see all the things God's done for me, been through danger, heartache, and trouble, I thank the Lord, he's rescued me. The grace of God. When I look back over my life, can I see all the things
Proper protocol, people. I'm not going to just start with any show. I'm not going to start with just any sport. I'm going to start with the NFL, and I'm not going to just start with any team. I'm going to start with the Cowboys because you respect the star, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how many times we have to say this. You respect the star. So let's go ahead and get started. Cowboys, as you all know, they signed Dez Bryant last, week. Awesome. Nice little fat contract there. I'm still waiting on my check, Dez. As your virtual agent, I think you could have, sent my check by now. I think I did a great job in negotiating those deals for you behind the scenes. And so I want my check, man. I want my check. So, but yes, as you know, that Dez is now locked in. Finally, it made no sense that this is taking this long. I think, that's the only part about football and contracts and all that stuff that I just do not get. But I am glad that all things worked out and we are happy people. I know I am very happy that Dez is now good to go. He has a 5-year deal. Hey, and let's see how much it was again. Let's just see how we have a 5-year, $70 million contract. Dez Bryant, 31 years old. By the time his contract expires in 2019 with a November birthday, he'll be 31 by the time that season ends. So right now he's not 31, but he'll be 31 when the season ends and nice little chick. Okay, so I think that's great. If Brian needs any reinforcements, he can look to Tony Romo and Jason Witten. Hell, they 35. Let's see, Romo 35, Witten 33. Doesn't look to be slowing down. So, the days of, as long as you stay in good health, I mean, there's a lot of football players that are still able to play in their prime. So when the Cowboys last year, they went into training camp, no expectations whatsoever. Everybody was like, okay, yeah. They flew under the radar, wasn't sure what they was going to do. The season opened, minimum expectations. Then the season started out, they was losing. But then something kicked in the gear. And now, like I said, we really was a good contender last season. So, of course, to make it to the Super Bowl. So, of course, the expectations are high. And as the fans, of course, we saw that we made it to the second round. That is the longest we have done in a long time. Either we didn't make it to the playoffs or we made it to the first round, didn't get past the first round. So to make it to the second round, and yes, as far as I'm concerned, Dez caught that ball. I don't care what anybody says. So the expectations are high for the Cowboys. Your fans, the fans enough are expectations that, we want to go to the Super Bowl. We haven't been to the Super Bowl since the 90s. It's long overdue. Let's do this already, okay? So the Dallas Cowboys, I feel, they're saying that we got a team in place now that they think we can get it done. Let's do this. So Vice President Stephen Jones, he said, hey, the expectations are high. He said, I do believe we put together a team here that's one of the better ones we've had in quite some time. I do believe it's all coming together for us. Well, we're going to see. Because, again, we have high expectations for our Cowboys. That we know that it can get done. We know that if you work together as a team, that it can get done. But everybody got to play their part. So let's not get big-headed and not do the job at hand because of now we got these fat contracts. Well, of course, now the expectation is really going to be high. You better earn that money, okay? So, all right, Dez, I got faith in you, homie. Let's do this. Now, I'm still waiting on my virtual check. I don't know what's going on with you and why I haven't gotten it yet, but okay, I'm all right. I won't be offensive for right now. So let's see what else is going on in the NFL news here that you may want to know about. You may care. Did you know that the Department of Justice, documents show the Department of Justice says the NFL have argued that sports betting is skill-based. Yes, sports betting is skill-based. It's not just a matter of your betting. So let me tell you what the story is. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, then the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, lawyers for the NFL have both said in legal arguments over the past decade that they consider sports betting as a game of skill and an important legal distinction that could shape the expanded legalization of wagering on American sports. Of course, it's illegal to gamble, quote-unquote, in certain areas. According to the documents discovered by ESPN through searches of public records, Both the Justice Department and NFL outside counsel made statements in support of traditional sports gambling as being skill-based in legal proceedings in 2013 and 2003, respectively. Skill-based contests are more likely to be permitted under federal and state law. Nearly a decade ago, a federal internet gambling law carved out exceptions for what congressional lawmakers describe as games based on skill. That language has also been linkpinched in arguments used by opponents of legalized sports betting, historically recognized as a game of chance. So when we talk about sports betting, it involves substantial skill. You're looking at something. You're looking at odds. You're looking at the stats. Okay, sports bettors can employ superior knowledge of the game, teams, and players in order to exploit odds that do not reflect the true likelihood of the possible outcome. So what does this all mean? It means that they, in a sense, they're trying to say that it's good all said that the league is studying daily fantasy games, but is approaching it cautiously also. So, you know, you have the online games and you have, you know, certain areas where, you know, people get money for those, for the fantasy football. All that's a big deal. That's money involved. So they want to make sure that they're saying it's legal. Well, they're saying it takes skill to do that. Not just, I decide I'm going to bet on the Cowboys because I like the Cowboys. You're looking at the skills. And you're deciding, okay, based on the skills, based on the team status, based on this, based on that, you're wagering based on information, which means it takes skill. So it's not just a free and nilly bet. So did you know that they have actually argued about this, of whether betting on games is, you know, should it, you know, be just completely outlawed? Of course, and we're talking about really can't make anything outlawed, because when you do, people just going to do it behind the scenes anyway. So might as well just go for it, okay? Another person that's been in the news for, you know, definitely with the child situation, Peterson. Adrian Peterson, my Minnesota Vikings, have restructured the final 3 years of Adrian Peterson's contract, giving the running back additional security in what is expected to be more guaranteed money. So let's move on, people. You know, and if you remember, he was dealing with the child abuse that, you know, he excessively whooped his 4-year-old and they felt like it was too much, so he was suspended. Well, now he's back. Check out this deal. Peterson's deal, which runs through 2017 and is scheduled to pay him $12.75 million in 2015, previously had no guaranteed money in the final years. So, hey, let's do this. He's ready to play. He's ready to work. You know, it's all about that. So, do you remember the running back returned to the team on June 2nd? Ending an 8.5-month absence that started with Peterson's indictment on child injury charges in September 2014. He had voiced concerns about returning to Minnesota, telling ESPN in February he believed the Vikings did not support him sufficiently following his indictment. You know, and he's not lying. They did go ghost. A conversation with Vikings coach Mike Zimmer said, however, paved the way for Peterson's return to the Vikings. The Vikings gave him no financial guarantees at the time, but league sources said in June that the team wanted to keep Peterson around past this season and make sure he was happy. You know, I just personally feel like, you know what, let's move on. People make mistakes, and, you know, personally, this was not one that I feel like should have gathered this much attention personally, but it is what it is. Just shows that when you are in the limelight, you have to be careful. You do. You have to be careful of people. Watch. People will be watching you. People are watching your every move, and you just cannot make idiotic situations come to light because it just hurts you. And when you think about football, basketball, whatever the case may be, that's your bread and butter. So you really do need to be mindful of taking care of business because that's your bread and butter. That is your job. And your if it was a regular job, 9 to 5, there is still an expectation because you have to protect the brand of the company. So it is one of those unfortunate situations. You live, you learn, and let's move on. I think that when you're dealing with sports players, I think they between sports and entertainers, the quickest forgiving people ever. I mean, Ray Rice, see him just beating the crap out of his wife on the elevator, and I'm still confused on how people think that's all right. still. And but we, like I said, we are the most forgiving nation. It's just in sports and entertainment. Chris Brown, don't even get me started because tonight is sports edition only. So when I come back, we're going to talk about the NBA and the WNBA. This is Finesse with Felicia, the sports edition show on Blog Talk Radio, a part of Cheryl's World. How about a little India Irie?
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
NBA, I'm hype right now. I'm hype. Now, when we last hung out about these lovely NBA players, you know, DeAndre Jordan was, you know, tentatively set to come to, verbally committed to coming to the Mavericks, right? So everybody was all hype about that. Well, he changed his mind. So everybody was ticked off about that. Okay? He decided he was going to stay. Okay, so of course, he's a free agent, but he pumped the brakes. He decided he didn't want to come to the Mavericks. All right, so as he said, this whole fiasco was not his intention. He did want to stay. He stated he could not have known he would set off an emoji battle on Twitter that went from players to teams to athletic apparel brands. Jordan shouldn't be blamed for allowing this event to become absurd, because we should not overlook the absurdity of the basic premise. An almost unhealthy, almost interest in where a 26-year-old would decide to get paid tens of millions of dollars to play. In the end, it will be recorded as a simple line in the transaction column. The Clippers re-signed him. Let's move on, right? So, believed he was worthy of a multi-contract offers north of $80 million. Pride is the refusal to subject the ego at the necessary moment. But they re-signed him. He's happy. At the conference, he looked a little uncomfortable at the beginning of the news conference. I saw a little bit of that. But overall, he was happy. He's happy. Let's move on. Rivers is looking to revamp those Clippers. And I was really rooting for them. But Golden State, the Western Conference Finals was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Those were the ones that kept you just on your seat. The Eastern Conference was just ridiculously boring. I mean, they were just sweeping people left and right. I mean, what fun is that? Okay? So I'm looking forward to first football season, first and foremost, right? First and foremost, looking for that. Paul Pierce talks to Shelby Smith after being introduced in Lake Los Angeles on Tuesday. Hey, come on. Looking for great things. When we're dealing with the NBA, this is their time that they are negotiating, that they are doing things that gives them opportunity to get some teams in place. I'm hoping our Mavericks, they've been like a little bit on the quiet side. But now, did you hear that Richard Jefferson, now he's closing in on a one-year minimum deal with the Cavaliers, but he also declined about recommitting to the Mavericks. So he committed to re-sign with the Mavericks, but the veteran – there is a one-year deal, veteran minimum deal with the Cavaliers instead. So, I mean, he is older. So I haven't heard much of what's going on with our Mavericks. I really think that we need to do something. So if you remember, Jefferson, he returned to Dallas, was initially considered such a 35-year-old joint owner, Mark Cuban, and started small forward Chandler Parson at a July 3rd celebration of the Mavs, ill-fated verbal agreement with, you know, DeAndre Jordan. Well, but we're going to see. You know, we're going to see. The goal is to return the Mavericks to the Eastern Conference, to return to the finals, the Western Conference, and then getting that title, okay? So the Mavs is not looking like that's going to happen. So some people are trying to find a team that's going to make it work for them. And he's one of them. You know, and I ain't mad at him. You know, if it just seems like the Mavericks is not trying, and I really think people need to look at Rick Carlisle. I'm sorry. It's just not a good look. I really do think that it's Rick. I really do. There is not a synergy on this team. There's no thirst to win at all. And I think we can do better. I do. I really think that the Mavericks, if they don't get it together, people are going to think it was just a fluke that they even won the NBA championship, you know, those years ago over Miami. You've got to do something to shake it up. And I don't know. Dirk is too busy having children. He don't got time to be playing with y'all. He just don't. So we're going to see. We're going to continue to watch and see. But it seems like everybody else is making plans to really do some great things, but the Mavericks has been very quiet. So we're going to see, okay? We're just going to see on that. Let's talk about the WNBA. Did you hear about the possible Oklahoma Shocks from Tulsa women's basketball team moving to Dallas? What do you think about that? I think that would be a good move because Dallas is a better market than Tulsa. I think you would get more attraction to the WNBA. I'm not going to lie. I actually forgot the WNBA existed. I don't think it's marketed to the degree as the males are, of course. But it is. I think it would be. So, yeah, they were talking about the rumors that the owner, Bill Cameron, is seeking to move the franchise. And keep in mind, the franchise, this will make the third time this franchise has moved. So they started in Phoenix, then they moved to Tulsa, and now maybe Dallas. So, you know, they maybe trying to pick up some incentives here, trying to pick up some steam and maybe get some people in the stands, you know. And I think it would be really beneficial for Dallas. I think that they will get a better turnout here in Dallas. I think it'll be a better market. But, you know, we should see. They filed a lawsuit to keep, but now the minority owner, he filed a lawsuit to keep the team in Tulsa. Now, Stuart Price is the minority owner. He's not the majority owner. He's the minority owner. He said Price said that Cameron had essentially misled him and the others who invested in the team. But if the lawsuit fails to stop Cameron and the WNBA Board of Governors approve the move, then Tulsa will soon be watching a shocked team that finally gets good, then soon gets out of town. Because the team had a pretty good season. Or with Skylar Diggins. She's really good. I've seen her play before. So they paid $6.2 million to ensure they have coverages, covered the losses and kept the team organized. So, they have invested a lot. But the team that Tulsa took over from Detroit was named the Shock, but it really didn't bear much resemblance to the three-time WNBA champion franchise that had been in Motor City. So I stand corrected. It started in Detroit, then Tulsa, and now the chance of moving it here to Dallas. So Tulsa has been a very nice arena, they say. But the Shock was intended to be a part of this, but again, didn't hit the ground running when it came to Oklahoma. So the Shock was 6-28 in their first season in Tulsa. Then they went 3-31 in their second year. They've been trying to regain their footing ever since. So, they had 12 seasons in Detroit. They had 6 seasons in Tulsa. When they was in Detroit, they made it to the playoffs 8 times, 3 NBA titles. In Tulsa, they haven't done a thing. So what they're trying to do is build back up that momentum. So we'll see, right? Sometimes you just want to see how things is going. But I really do think that would be great for the Dallas-Fort Worth area is to move the team to Dallas. I do. I really think it'll be great. It shows that we're moving in a direction that players and fans can have a more of appreciation. Because Texas, when you think about it, Texas is a serious sports state. It's sports driven. And I think that you can't go wrong by moving them to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, whether that means it's housed in the suburb or will it be playing at the American Airlines Center? Don't know. Will they start out somewhere small? Don't know. But I think it would be a good move to at least try. Exactly. What exactly are you going to get out of not trying? Okay, so I say why not bring the Shock to Dallas and shock everybody and bring back those WNBA titles? You had 8. You got 3 titles, 8 playoff runs. Come on, let's do this. And we got Baylor, we got Texas, we got Texas A&M, we got Texas Tech. We got some beasts of some schools. We got TCU, we got SMU. Great recruiting opportunities to really build up this team. Bring in some heavy hitters. Let's get some people in the stands. I say why not? So we'll continue to follow that story. But I really do think that it will really be a good match. I really do. Did you also know that there would be an in-state rivalry between the WNBA team in Dallas and San Antonio? San Antonio has a WNBA team, okay? So we shall see. We shall see. I think it'll be great. I really do. Why not? Why not? True enough, NBA has the Spurs and then you got the Lone Star State teams, but why not? Did you remember about the Comets? So see, I think the main reason why some of these teams are like the Houston Comets, they disbanded. So there is no but one Texas team here. And mainly, let's just keep it real, it's because there's not enough people in the stands. Let's be real. Not enough people come to the WNBA games. And I think that maybe the men could do a little bit better in promoting and coming to the games. And maybe people will follow suit and taking the women's games a little bit more seriously than, as well as the men. They play hard, too. They put on a good, good game. They do. So let's support our women. Whether they come to Dallas If there is a in a city near you, go support it. Go support that WNBA team, because that's one reason why they are moving around so much. They try to find a home somewhere where they feel supported. So how about we do our part, right? What harm will that be? So let's do some great things, and we're gonna go ahead and keep hope alive for them that they get some energy back, because that's kind of depressing that you've been the NBA champions three times, gone to the playoffs 8 WNBA, and then you get to Oklahoma and it's like kryptonite. So I'm hoping that can change itself around. When I come back, we're gonna have fun and talk about baseball. This is Finesse with Felicia. I told you I'm trying to tackle the awesome game of sports. I can do it. Let's have some fun. I'll be right back.
Back in the spring, I've been every moment, I've been birds sing.
All right, this is Finesse with Felicia. I'm talking sports today. I'm talking sports and nothing but sports. Yes, I'm very proud of me right now. So before we end tonight, now I'm going to tackle the most boring sport that I just cannot get into. But I really, you know, enjoy the snacks. Baseball. Now, my lovely Texas Rangers is 43-49. Yeah, I don't really. They've lost more than they have won. I'm gonna need them to do a little bit better. Did you know that the U.S. Department of Justice formally dropped its criminal prosecution of Barry Bonds, Major League Baseball career home run leader? So prosecution without drops Barry Bonds' prosecution. Let's see if you remember. I lost my spot. After nearly a decade-long steroids prosecution, Barry Bonds emerged victorious Tuesday when federal prosecutors dropped what was left of their criminal case against the career home run leader. So remember, he was placed, he was tried and all that stuff for steroid usage. It started in 2003. What I want to say on that is, you know, I know that there's this pressure of succeeding, but knowing that they check and you have to go through all these tests and urine sample, blood tests and everything. I just don't, and knowing the effects that it does of your body over the years, I guess since I'm not an athlete, I cannot understand why you would subject your body to steroids, because it's a temporary measure. And for a temporary situation. So what happens now? You got all these effects over the long run. You're not going to be playing baseball forever. And now you have damaged your body with these steroids. And that's the part I don't get. You're making temporary decisions. Yes, you're trying to win. Yes, you want to. But in the long run, and notice that everyone that, for the most part, everyone who is using, get caught. So it's like, why start something? And now you're looking special. So that's the part that irritates me. And then you want to get all bent out of shape. That's the part I have never understood. Never understood. So let me go ahead and let you know who's doing good right about now. All right, so we got, because I care about you all and I know you want to know. Here we go. In the American League East, New York Yankees, is in first place. They have 50 wins, 41 losses. In the American League East, at the lowest is the Boston Red Sox. They have 42 wins over and 51 losses. In the Central, you got the Kansas City Royals. They're in the lead in the Central Division, 55 wins, 36 losses. In that same division, the lowest is the Chicago White Sox. I'm very disappointed about that. 42-48. In the West, you got the Los Angeles Angels, 52-40. And the lowest of that in the West is the Seattle Mariners, 42-51. I will have to say, in honor of my Texas team, we are in the West. However, the Houston Astros is 51-43. We're number three in the West because we're 43-49. After that, we got the Oakland Athletics and the Seattle Mariners. So we're not at the bottom. We're in the middle. But still, I'm not happy with that, even though I don't like the game. When you talk about the National League East, the Washington Nationals is in the lead, 50-41. The lowest is the Philadelphia Phillies. Man, 33 wins, 62 losses. Now, that's embarrassing. That's like, with the Cowboys, is like 0-9. You know, that's equivalent. That's bad. When you talk about the Central, you got the St. Louis Cardinals. All right, St. Louis, 58-34. But then you got Milwaukee Brewers is the lowest of the totem pole, 51-52. In this same Central area, you got the Chicago Cubs. They need to get it together, 49-42. But then you got the West. The Los Angeles Dodgers is in the lead, 53-41. They got some tight stuff going on. San Francisco Giants is right below that, 49-44. The lowest in that one is the Colorado Rockies, 40-51. So you got your wins and you got your losses. And when you think about it, and so right now, let's see who's playing right now. When the top, let me go back. So Baltimore is playing right now 0-2. New York Yankees is 2, Baltimore 0. So they with 2 out. So let's see. Let's see how the Texas Rangers do not play tonight until 7:40. So they got about 20 minutes of game time. So, you know, maybe we'll push it up and get it going there. But I don't know why. Just sports, baseball, I just can't. But it's fun when you go to the game, but just watching it on TV is like watching paint dry. I'm sorry. Love you dearly. So check out what I just did. I did NFL. I did NBA, WNBA, baseball. I am very proud of me. And so why not? We'll talk about a little soccer. Because why? Because, you know, I'm on a roll. I'm absolutely on a roll. And so, you know, our U.S. did their thing on last week at the World Cup. Congrats. I think, you know, one thing about what I will say with soccer is it is picking up momentum, that more and more people are watching the sport. Plenty of people love the game. They play the game. But when it comes down for watching it, you know, as far as Americans, to see so many Americans now sitting still and watching, I think that's pretty cool. I think that's also growth as well. One thing I will say, since we are talking about sports, let's talk about quickly the ESPY Awards. I'm sorry, I said it on Facebook and I said it, and I'll say it again on national airwaves. I felt like there was somebody more deserving of the Arthur Ashe Award besides Mr. Jenner, that there was Lauryn Hill. Plenty other individuals that was worthy of the Courage Award. I'm sorry, deciding to be transgender is not. I'm sorry. I just feel like it, to each his own. We're going to just agree to disagree, and it is what it is. But I really feel like that was just an insult to Arthur Ashe's memory. He died of AIDS from a blood transfusion, and at a time where AIDS was not talked about, it was considered a stigma because only gays, quote unquote, had it. And now he spoke out. He's advocating. He's educating on this disease and the importance of getting tested. So, of course, there is more deserving people that had courage and strength. And I just feel like it was a publicity stunt. I feel like it was the media, because not too many people watched the ESPY Awards, and that was their way of getting more viewers. Maybe, again, temporary decisions that, I mean, it's just an insult personally. I'm sorry to everybody who's ever gotten an award in Arthur Ashe's memory. But again, it is my opinion. I'm entitled to it. I just feel like personally, someone else was more deserving who has been in sports a little bit more recent. Bruce Jenner has not done a thing since the Olympics. Let's move on. So that is tonight's awesome show of sports on the Finesse with Felicia show. I'm very proud of me. I did it. I'm proud. I'm like, yay, because I rock like that. I did it. I hope it made sense, but you'll let me know if I totally was not making sense. But I really, so next week's show, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some entertainment. We're going to talk about some news tonight, tomorrow, and we may have some more sports depending on. So we're just going to use next week's show to talk about news, sports, entertainment the entire term, because a lot of news that's been going on. But it's also important that we stay connected, we stay in the know. But then also, it's nothing wrong with having a good fun, okay? Sometimes we don't, because life and the situations out there are so damn and so bleak and so serious, sometimes we just forget to laugh every once in a while, you know? And so tonight, that's what I wanted. I just wanted a simple, carefree show for you to see another side of me, and that everybody can talk about sports. Now, am I to the degree of my cousins? Of course not. No way. I'm in that category. But I would like to think, because my love for sports, that it will be received, that you would at least see I'm trying to hold a conversation. But that is tonight's show. I thoroughly enjoyed hanging out with you. I will be back here next week. This has been great. Hit me up. Let me know how I did. If you had any questions, comments, hit me up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/FNS Consulting Services. I want you all to remember, dream big, give it to God, and allow Him to direct your path. Don't let life pass you by. This has been Finesse with Felicia. Have a great evening.